So we've noticed something about the Norm and Donnie show and about Norm in particular. And this happened a few weeks ago when the move was made, right at the beginning of the football season, I believe, when Donovan was added to Norm's show. So now it's the invasion. And we noticed that Norm was just maybe trying to act a little more hip.
Yeah, I noticed this like right away. Like day one of the Norm and Donnie show, Norm started using the term man a whole lot more. He would like his normal Norm sentence, but then there would be a man at the end of it when he's talking to Donnie. And I thought, huh, this is a little curious. And then as it's worn on, you know, as time has gone on, I thought, well, maybe that's just Norm being nervous and that'll go away here pretty soon. But no, I think Norm has gotten worse. And what I did is I've pulled three clips from Norm's show, Norm and Donnie's show. And you be the judge if you think Norm is trying to work in a little bit more, I don't know, appeal to younger people or different demographic. I don't know. You be the judge.
Okay.
Nominated as a finalist for the 2015 National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award for Sports Station of the Year. This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
10:35 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Norm Hitchkiss. Hey, hanging loose with Donnie Do. And we're talking Cowboys, man. We're talking Cowboys. Donnie, good to see you. You look very good today, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's very good. Right on, Donnie. Listen, this Cowboy team has got to turn it around. I mean, they can't keep waiting for Tony to come back, man.
No, no. You know, they have to go about their business. There's absolutely no way they can expect Romo to come back and win every single game. He'll be out for like 8 weeks when he comes back.
True that. You know, Donnie, I'm going to just tell you straight up. You know, look, I like Matt Cassel. I don't want this to be construed as negative against Matt Cassel, but he is the biggest waste of human garbage I've ever seen in the NFL. And I don't mean that as a criticism, man. I don't mean it as a criticism. Know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, but the rest of this team has to step up. They got to man up.
Yes, they do, man. They have to find a way to win a game without their big horses.
Hey, that's a good point, Donnie. Slap me some skin on that. Oh, God. I appreciate it. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
Yeah, okay. Sure enough.
See what I'm talking about there?
Yeah. I noticed it there. Especially
there were just
at the
a
end.
Few little things that when he asked, that I don't remember being in Norm's show before.
I don't remember Norm ever asking anyone to slap him some skin.
No, yeah. I missed that part, too, because I listen to Norm and Donnie every day. I don't remember that.
All right, this next one is a clip of, I think Norm and Donnie are talking about receivers or something.
Okay.
Norm and Donnie doing what they do, weekdays from 10 till noon on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
All right, let's jump right back into it here, Donnie. Let's give the skinny on the receivers here, cool?
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know if you noticed this, Donnie, but I just think that Jason Garrett needs to go to Terrence Williams and the other receivers and just get in their face and say, Holmes, you need to step it up, bro. I mean, you got to step it up until Dez gets back to 100%. I know he's back, but he's just not at 100%.
No,
I mean,
he's
man,
not.
He just...
His foot is, you can tell, you can see in the game against Seattle, he just wasn't right. But yeah, you're right. Cole Beasley, Terrence Williams, Devin Street, they have to go out there and make some plays.
Cool. Yeah, cool. You know, thank God they were able to find Darren McFadden. That guy can run, man.
Yeah, he can. He's been playing really well.
Hey, you know, DeMarco Murray. Let's not kid ourselves. He was a bad mother. I mean, he was really good. He could run that rock. Homeboy was good. But, you know, we couldn't keep Murray. We know that. But then we get Joseph Randlin. Man, did that guy turn out to be whack, Donnie.
I didn't expect him not to produce the way he has. It's ridiculous.
And, Donnie, let me just say this, and I think you can dig it.
Okay.
I want to talk about it openly and not just slip it to you on the down low. Look, we're hearing that the Cowboys are letting Joseph Randle go, and you know what? That's cool with me, man. That's cool with me because that... The guy was bad news. Donnie, you probably remember when Randle got in trouble with the fuzz.
Oh, I did. Yeah, he had that altercation.
He lifted some threads.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And then he like took a hand to his woman, or what did he do? Showed her his gat? Or,
yeah, I think he pulled a gun and had a confrontation with his baby's mom.
Ain't cool, man. ain't cool.
No, that's not right.
You can't be out there acting like some jive turkey.
No, you can't. You have to respect women. Yes.
Okay, so that was the
second. Yeah, I noticed it a lot there. I noticed it even more than the first
jive
clip
turkey.
We
had. So it's not really terms that are even
no,
used
that's
today.
The thing.
These
it's
are like 78
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, it's Norm's idea of cool talk ended in about 1978, 79, somewhere right around the end of the bicentennial. And this next one, I think that Norm gets a little bit too personal, and it kind of offends Donnie a little bit. And I think Donnie handled it kind of well, but you could tell he was Norm was going a little too far.
Okay.
Bad radio, more like bald radio. Listen to Bob and Dan and their Faces for Radio today, noon till 3, on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Great, I hadn't heard that. I dig that. Bald radio. That's good. Norm, it's Castani with your Cowboy game here. Where'd you watch the game, Donnie? Were you just chilling at your pad?
No, I was
actually styling when you're macking on some eats.
Sitting right next to you watching it in the studio because we do the post game.
Yeah. What about your shawty? Did she watch the game at home? Was she at your pad?
Well, yes, my wife was at home. Yes, she was watching the game.
Yeah, you're
at
shawty.
Home.
You know, you're a baller. I mean, you go downtown on her? You go downtown?
Well, that's really none of your business what we do in our bedroom.
Hey, great. Hey. Got to plow that garden, Coltrane. Donnie, what I want to get into next is what the Cowboys can do to get better. He's Donnie Dew. I'm Norm Hitchens. We'll catch you on the flip side. Sorry about the shoddy thing. I didn't know. I thought
don't do it again.
Ooh,
wow. Boy.
See?
Did you hear that
at the very end?
Yeah. I heard that.
You know what? It was even more noticeable in that third clip than it was even in the first two.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I guess Norm could see in Donnie's eyes that he wasn't exactly digging it. Because that segment was about 17 seconds long.
They are really short segments.
Said that they were going to catch him on the flip side.
You know what? I got to give you credit, Gordo, because my ear didn't catch that.
No,
but you're right. Norm
is
trying to act a little more hip.
You got to listen to it closely, but you'll find it. There you go. Let's close the audio vault.
All right. Good job, Gordo.